Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the number one show. Let's just call it the number one show, not even a number one motivational podcast. It's just the number one show in life. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. And I want to talk to you about words. Words, weak words, words we give meaning to. Words are funny, man. You know, it's wild. I heard Tony Robbins say one time, and I've since stolen it, and I think I use it now. I'm giving him credit today just because. I'm not even sure why, because I basically owned this phrase now. You know the rule, right? You hear it once, and you give that person credit. Second time, it's, I heard it somewhere. And the third time, it's all you, baby. You use that. So anything you hear on this show, just give me credit one time. I appreciate it. But I heard Tony say one time, words have no meaning outside of the meaning that we give them. So if somebody says, hey, it's raining outside, okay, I'm what does that mean? It's raining outside. Yay, I'm a farmer. My land's been in drought condition for the last 2 weeks. Thank God. Or it's raining outside and I'm a corporate slave stuck in traffic 30 minutes late for work. I hate the weather. It could be either way. I think words do have meaning. I'm not all in on that phrase because obviously words can cut deep to people. And you can come back and say, hey, I didn't mean it that way. That's the way you took it. That's a situation where a word doesn't really have a meaning. You look, we've all done it, right? We've all been on the receiving end of that and the giving end of a phrase or something we've said to someone. They took it completely out of context and they got offended. You know, don't get me started on people that are easily offended. But anyway, there is a scenario where they don't have meaning except the meaning that we give. But then on the other hand, look, when you want to get a point across, you know how to use words. You know, think about your kid, which reminds me. I sent my daughter a text last night, and I wrote, when would now being all caps, when would now be a good time to clean your room? Because let's just say it looked like a bomb went off in there. She replies back, I ain't about that lifey, bruh. Like, okay. I don't know what to think. I don't know whether to laugh. Didn't know whether to cry. Didn't know whether to ground her and take her phone away or... Yeah, I was very conflicted. I actually ended up laughing because that's not really like my daughter. I think she just heard it and decided to repeat it to dad. It's a safe space for her to say that stuff. But I'm thinking, you know, we have a lot of words that are outlawed in the Crowley house. I never thought to add the word bruh to that list of words that I don't just makes the hair on my neck stand up like nails on a chalkboard. So we'll be adding bruh to the list of words outlawed in the Crowley household. But there's another word, and there's a word I want to talk about today, and the word is think. And when you talk about, you know, words that have no meaning except the meaning that we give them, think of that word. I just used it there, think. It's used, there's a phrase, and I don't remember who said this, but thinking is very difficult. That's why so few people engage in it. And I believe that. I believe there's people don't think enough before they speak. They don't think enough before they post. And they just don't allow themselves to go into a quiet spot and think. Just think stuff through. Like, think stuff through. Like, I really enjoy going into my office or at the gym where I work out here. It's called Five Seasons in Cincinnati. It's a nice gym. It's called a country club, but there's no golf course. But it's a really sweet gym. It's got indoor tennis courts, the whole nine. But there's these leather couches down inside the men's locker room. So when I get done working out and shower and all that stuff, I sit in these leather couches, and I don't even open my laptop right away. I just kind of sit there and I think, because there's nobody around, because nobody's ever working out between the hours of 10:30 and 1:30, because everybody's either at work. It's usually lunch hour after work is when it's the crowdiest, the most crowded, I guess, is the right way to say that. And I ain't about that lifey, bro. I ain't about that, being around where the crowds are at the gym. I don't go there. I go to avoid the crowd. So I work out between 10:30 and usually 1:30 when there's nobody there. But I sit there and I think. And I think about life. I think about my life. I think about my business. I think about family. I think about God. I think about what I need to do next. Not necessarily got to run, jump, and do it right now, but patiently. What do I need to do? What do I need to execute on right away? But when I say those words, like action words right away, I want to think a lot first before acting on them. Right away be defined as the next day, you know? And so I really enjoy thinking. That's a good part of it. That's the good way to use that word, think. And I'm sure you do as well. Like, you probably enjoy thinking problems through. I think we don't spend enough time in that. We act very quickly. We act on emotion. We act on half the information. And we just kind of react, you know, to stuff. And so when do you find yourself thinking the best? Is it when you first wake up in the morning? Is it in the car? Car's a great place to think. Treadmill thoughts, awesome. I mean, I solve a lot of problems on the treadmill. When you go for a run outside, maybe when you go for a walk, maybe when you're gardening, maybe when you're just doing menial labor around the house. It allows you to just kind of think. But the word is a negative word when I talk about I've lost a lot of business in the early part of my career when I use this word, think. And I'll tell you how. Because when I was selling like coaching and consulting and even regular products like my physical products for Every Day of Saturday, I would say this phrase, and I know you've probably said it many times before, and it goes like this. What do you think? So when you ask a customer, especially if you're in sales, what do you think? You've lost it. You've lost a sale. It's not like you're never going to get a client or you're never going to get a sale by saying that, but it is such a weak way to sell as opposed to this. Well, let me go back to what do you think? What's wrong with that phrase? When you're trying to sell your product, your services, and things like that, and you use the phrase, what do you think? Why is that such a weak angle to come from? Because you're giving people now permission to go off into space and start thinking about, I'm on 25 antidepressants, everybody in my family hates me, my bills aren't paid, about everything. They don't think about everything positive. They just start thinking about all the reasons why they can't do business with you, or the product right now isn't going to be a great fit. So rather than saying that, what do you think? Say it this way. What'd you like best about that? Very powerful way to communicate with people. What'd you like best about that program? What do you like best about the product? What do you like best about whatever it is? Fill in the blank. That then completely puts you in a place of power and authority and gives them no other option other than to tell you what they like best about it. They don't get to say what they don't like about it. You just phrased it that way. So I used that word think. It was a very weak way for me to approach it. When I started using what do you like best about the coaching program? What do you like best about the 6 days of Saturday program? What'd you like best about the webinar? Oh, man, I love the fact that it got right to the point. You had some really good ways to explain how to be an entrepreneur and how to overcome adversity. They're not thinking about price, because even if they didn't like the price, they're not bringing it up, so it eliminates that. Or they'll say, yeah, I like the fact that it's really cost effective. So my response is, great, let's do it. And it's usually, okay. I mean, very rarely is it, well, I mean, sometimes you're going to get the looky-loos and you're going to get the wishy-washy people. They show up everywhere. But I'm also talking about when you're having conversations and you're networking with people, relationships as well. What do you like best about it? You know, what do you like best about that? And it's such a more positive way for you to come into the conversation and build your business, build better relationships as well, and not give people a reason to think themselves out of a great situation, a great answer. When I sell from stage, you know, ask people when the ones that go to the back, when I'm done speaking on stage, is what's called a table rush. You know, the last 15 minutes you sell your product. So I'll meet you in the back of the room. You go to the back of the room, you get the table rush, and Then you get the people who they just want to make sure, like, you are who you say you are. You're kind of a real person, and you're not just some dummy that's on stage like most people out there just trying to take their money, that you really do have some concrete thoughts behind this. And I'll ask people. They'll say, hey, I'm thinking about coming on board your program. I'm thinking about buying it today. I'm thinking about investing in your program today. And I'll immediately say, well, what'd you like best about it? I'll say, oh, well, geez, I love the fact that, for example, let's just use podcasting. Well, I love the fact that I don't have to spend a lot of money. You gave me exactly where to go to buy the Logitech headset on Amazon for less than $25. I love the fact that I can be up and hosting my account on iTunes in just a few days. I love that I don't need to be a professional speaker, that this is kind of a training ground where it's non-threatening. And they start listing all of these things. So then I just say, great, so let's get going. Yeah. And it always works out. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. So the word thing, you know, words have no meaning except the meaning we give them. That's kind of an example I wanted to share with you today. That word, think. Stop using it weekly in your business, asking people, so what do you think? Because you've lost it. You know, you've lost complete control of that sale. Instead, use that phrase that we just talked about. What do you like best about it? But you, getting back to the word think, don't ever stop thinking. Don't ever stop thinking. Don't ever stop growing. Because the more you think, the more opportunities. When you're in a positive mindset and you're thinking, like you're in that state, man, can you just write your own check? Can you just bring amazing people into your life? Can you create just great connections because you're thinking in a positive state? Now, when you're thinking in a negative state, that's when you go the other way, man. You're thinking about, well, did they really mean that about me? You can't believe they treated me like that. Didn't return my phone call. They owe me all this money. So rather than thinking about somebody who owes you money, think about new prospects that you can bring into your pipeline to replace that person so you never got to think about them again. But either way, start thinking more in a positive frame of mind, not a negative frame of mind. When you're in a negative frame of mind, pray. It's a great way to connect with God, man, because it immediately puts you, and you start thinking about if a billion people slept on a dirt floor last night and everybody who doesn't have their health. And I immediately think of my daughter, Susan, who used to have a trach and came home on a ventilator. Yeah, she can't talk still, but oh my God, are we so much further ahead than we were 3 years ago? Praise God. And immediately shakes me out of that. So when you're in a negative mood, pray. Positive mood, think, baby, and give thanks. Also, always be giving thanks for what you have, because there's people right now praying for your problems. They would love to have your problems. I got too much debt. They'd love to have a credit card just to be able to buy food tonight. You know what I mean? So I'm about that life. Or what'd she say? I'm about that lifey, brah. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.